Well, good afternoon, everybody, and greetings to everyone here today, and also to those who are listening in and those who will hear the message at a later time. The title of the sermonette today is phrased as a question. The question is, COVID, a precursor of future events? In the UK, we have recently had the COVID inquiry, originally announced by former Prime Minister Boris Johnson, which was to cover the decision-making during the pandemic by the UK government in Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales. The inquiry started on the 28th of June 2022. They examined decision-making in Westminster between early January 2020 and February 2022, when the final COVID restrictions in England were ended. Baroness Hallett, who chaired the meetings, has said that she intends to publish the report for the first area of work as soon as possible, hopefully by the summer of 2024. Public hearings for the third area of examination, the impact of the pandemic on healthcare systems across the UK, are expected to run for at least 10 weeks from the autumn of 2024. It seems it's become a never-ending soap opera at enormous cost. National World reported that it thought it could be the most expensive public inquiry in UK history. In July 2023, the International Bar Association reported that the inquiry had already cost more than £100 million for July 2023. Once all is said and done, it could cost, actually, tens of billions of pounds. This is because of the various law firms that have to be called in to represent different individuals and government departments. Ah, the legal profession must be smiling all the way to the bank with the amount of money they will be receiving. And it is never-ending source of reporting directly from the inquiry itself by the BBC and media outlets. Watching it and seeing the minute details of who said what and when and what the outcome was enough to send a glass eye to sleep. When I was in a supermarket in the UK not all that long ago, I saw a leaflet that had been left lying around, the title of which caught my eye. It asked the question, "Do you think we're back to normal?" That was the leaflet that I picked up. I looked up the source and it said that it was for a non-for-profit organisation and the current board members come from a variety of backgrounds and denominations and covered what we all had to go through with the COVID restrictions. As I mentioned at the outset of this message, the title is The Question, COVID, a precursor of future events, which deals with issues that we now face and how society has changed since COVID. So what did this leaflet say? Pretty much what we have been reporting in our weekly update for several years and put in a way that was very eye-catching. Let me go through this with you now, and it's headed, "Do you think we're back to normal?" So reading from this, newsflash. The world changed forever in March 2020. Not all of you may say it's all gone back to normal since the COVID-19 pandemic subsided. We can't cover it all here, but please read to the end and you'll see how every aspect of life on Earth has changed and is continuing to change at breakneck speed. COVID-19, how it paved the way. March 2020 was the start of the greatest global experiment in history. Whether you believe the pandemic was accidental or deliberate, the following things were never done before to citizens by supposedly civilized Western world governments. Treasured democracies behave like dictatorships, enforcing authoritarian laws. Punishing lockdown restrictions curtailed the free movement of all populations. poorly tested vaccines rolled out globally were mandated in many workplaces. Enforced wearing of masks and social distancing regulations mandated. Supermarkets in many countries barred entry without proof of the vaccine. People were fined and arrested for just being outdoors. Police violently cracked down on thousands of folk protesting for their freedoms. Trillions in global financial losses, destroying economies and health services. Loss of millions of jobs worldwide with the destruction of small businesses. Lies and fear-mongering propaganda spread by government, mainstream media and the medical scientific establishment exaggerating the dangers of COVID. Whilst, yes, it does say that in this leaflet, whilst telling us to follow the science, top government officials enforcing these rules, especially in Western nations, were hypocritically breaking the very rules they enforced, partying with each other in secret. Continuing, new politics. In the last 3 years, we've seen the rise of what's known as woke culture. It's falsely styled as a new social justice movement to change the social fabric of global Western society, dangerously reprogramming our children's education to overturn the biological and time-held understanding of sex and gender identity, remove people from all media platforms who disagree with its narrative, calling it hate speech. We have seen numerous prominent commentators just cancelled. Revise history with an apology and reparations culture to racial groups that feel aggrieved at their historical treatment, encouraging false racial theories. Enact new forms of political correctness and terms of human identity. Coupled with this, over the last 3 years, three non-elected world bodies are dominating individual governments by weakening national borders into a new form of federal-style communism to promote the concept of a one world government. The World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, and the United Nations. The United Nations promote what they call Agenda 2030. One aim promotes 15-minute cities, which will restrict people's movements to within certain zones, like lockdowns, under the excuse of needing to reach unattainable net zero carbon emissions. The impression given is that all climate change is purely man-made. The next heading in this leaflet was changing technology and science. We are now being told humans can now be literally hacked, like computers. This is also now expanding into the following areas never spoken of before COVID. Development of new global digital health and identity pass. Removal of cash into central bank digital currencies to track and control buying and selling, with hand implants now being developed. Artificial intelligence, which will replace more than 300 million jobs worldwide. Implementation of brain chips to merge people with this digital system. Now that's the end of that long but very interesting quote from this leaflet. It's pretty grim reading, but so much of what we heard is the way of the world now. What are we to take from it? Many have thought that it was about governmental power keeping their populations in check as they followed the science. The National Library of Medicine wrote, "Did countries that became more repressive of religion during the COVID-19 pandemic experience more COVID-19 cases and associated fatalities than countries that did not restrict religious freedom? As the pandemic raged across the world, many houses of worship defied governmental orders against public worship, leading many pundits, policymakers, and critics of religion to express concern that churches, mosques, synagogues, and other houses of worship would become incubators of COVID-19. In this view, religious freedom was seen as an obstacle to combating the virus. In this article, we evaluate this proposition. We find that the countries that maintained their levels of religious freedom throughout the pandemic were not more likely to witness higher rates of COVID-19 cases and deaths from COVID-19. The results are robust to a number of different model specifications. And so, a neutral body found that those countries which maintained their levels of religious freedom throughout the pandemic were not more likely to witness higher rates of COVID-19 cases and deaths from it. It seems from this report that restrictions to churches operating in their normal fashion were not a threat to the health of the land. We know that restrictions are ahead of us, and it seems to me and many others that these are just precursors, one that precedes another, a forerunner or a predecessor of what is to come. We see today how small our world has become because of the availability of travel all around the world and at prices that so many people can afford. My wife and I were in Beijing for 4 days in January 2020, completely unaware of the COVID problem that was then arising in China. On the way home, a week or more later, my wife came down with all the symptoms of COVID and was really ill for almost a month. The medical people I spoke to didn't think that it was COVID, but at that time they had hardly heard of the problem, let alone know what was just ahead of us all at that time. Yes, it was serious for many people, and many died, as they do from the flu and many other diseases. But the reaction by authorities all around the world was way over the top. At last, we come to a few biblical scriptures which give a clear view of what is ahead of us and what it will be like. Let's look at Revelation 6. If you'll turn to Revelation 6, we'll read verses 7 and 8. This is the fourth seal where there was widespread death on the earth. Revelation 6, verse 7. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him. And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth, to kill the sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. Of course, nothing like a fourth of the earth was killed by COVID, but so many were, and it appears that this could well be a foretaste of what is to come. Certainly it should sharpen our minds and help us to prepare for what is ahead. It is a time to trust in the great Creator God, who is in control of all that is going off on earth, and he will bring about his will in his own good time and perfect timing. And then we had the lockdowns, which almost bankrupted countries. Let us turn over a few pages to Revelation 13, verses 16 to 17, which again shows how the world will only be allowed to do as the beast dictates. Revelation 13, verse 16. He causes all, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast for the number of his name. Can't buy or sell? Well, we went through that, didn't we, with COVID in different ways. Surely again a foretaste of what is to come. We have been warned. And my third biblical reference today can be found in Psalm 118, verses 6 to 9, if you'll turn there, please. Psalm 118, verse 6. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do to me. The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. That's where our trust must be. We have seen what great havoc was caused by COVID, but this was just surely a foretaste, a minor blip in comparison of what is to come in the great tribulation and the day of the Lord. Let us make sure that we are on the right side now and when these biblical prophecies come to pass. Our reliance should always be in God and never in man.